Hello, hello. Today is May 17th, 2022, and you're listening to a brand new episode of Ramblings of a Random Fangirl. I'm your host, Erin. Today we're talking about all things fandom, including my personal experiences in several fandoms, why I think they're important, why they matter to me, and how to disengage yourself from the toxicity of fandom. What happens when fandoms go a little too crazy? In the first segment, I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about how I got started in the world of fandoms. All that and more is coming up next on a brand new episode of Ramblings of a Random Fangirl. Catch you on the flip side. Start off this episode by talking about how I first got involved with fandom spaces in general. The first fandom that I can really remember taking an active part in was Sailor Moon around the late 90s. I was about 8 or 9 years old at the time, and of course, what 8 or 9 year old girl in the 90s did not love magical girl anime. It made perfect sense, and I wanted to be like these girls so badly. But the deeper I got into it, the more I realized that people have a lot of different opinions on fandom, including who should be with who and a bunch of other things that didn't make a lot of sense to me, but they do now. The more I get into fandom, the more I see that those kinds of behaviors, they exist everywhere. And what I love about being part of the Sailor Moon fandom in particular is that these characters allow you to daydream. They can be anything you want them to be, and by extension, they make you as a person feel like, oh, I saw this character doing that, so I can do it too. And it's a very, I guess I'd call it free feeling. There's a lot of fandoms that do that for me. And I think that's what makes them so special to me, and why I enjoy writing fan fiction and creating new worlds for these characters, because they are just that interesting. In the next segment, I'll go into a little bit of my experiences with gatekeeping and why I think it's a bad thing. I'll see you in just a minute. For this segment, we're talking about gatekeeping. Now, when I say gatekeeping, what I mean is when fans try to tell other fans where they belong because of differences in opinion. This normally happens with big fandoms like Star Trek or the Marvel or DC Comics universes, things that have been around for years and are well established. You see it a lot in Star Trek these days, especially with the fact that Star Trek has now been around for over 50 years, and we've had various series going on. There's been a lot of discussion in the Star Trek fandom in particular over what constitutes trek and what doesn't. There are people who love the original series and The Next Generation and Voyager and Enterprise, the older Trek series. But then they've dubbed the newer series like Picard, Discovery, and Strange New Worlds as quote-unquote New Trek. And the people that have dubbed it so kind of hate New Trek, and they hate on anybody who likes New Trek. They say that Discovery sucks because it's too emotional. They say that Picard has weak storylines, which I can kind of agree with after the way season 2 ended. I still have a bunch of feelings that I'm processing through about season 2 of Picard. As you've no doubt heard over the last couple of episodes that I've been ranting about it. But it's just, it's so strange to me that people will go on Facebook and say that Picard sucks when you have all of these actors that have gone in and poured their blood, their sweat, their tears into these characters to make them realistic and make them work. And then you have somebody who comes in and says, well, this isn't what I envisioned for the series, so it's not what I think of when I think of the series, and it doesn't belong. No, that doesn't necessarily mean that it doesn't belong. It means that it just wasn't the right fit for you. And I think fandom's gotten into a space now where people are so entitled to want what they want that they're not taking into account that other people have likes and feelings too. If you don't like it, change the channel or change the show you're watching. It's that simple. And yet people take these fandoms so seriously that they can't do that. And that's something that I think really hurts for a lot of people. I think it's crazy, but hey, we're humans. We feel things. What else can we expect, right? So I want to ask a question of my readers. Have you ever had toxic experiences in fandom? And what were they? I'll leave the question available in Spotify for you to answer. For the next segment, I'm going to be talking about fix-its and how to work around things when an episode of Trek or any of your fandoms may not go the way you want it, leading into a conversation on the joys of fanfiction. I'll see you in a bit. One of the biggest problems I have with fandom spaces is that they can easily become toxic. And it's hard to kind of know when to back out of those spaces. Especially when it's something you're positive about and you really enjoy. But I've learned that disengaging from those conversations, as difficult as it may be, is sometimes good for you, and it helps you to kind of put things in perspective a little bit. Problem is, not everybody knows how to back off, right? You get into an argument over which character's better, or whether or not you like their storyline, and the next thing you know, you're becoming a keyboard warrior for your favorite character, right? Well, I think I've found a solution to that that works for me, and it may not work for everyone. But the best thing to do is just to walk away, maybe rant about it to a friend, and give yourself some time with your comfort fandom or comfort character. I've run into this especially lately in the Star Trek Picard fandom with the announcement that Santiago Cabrera, who I love, is exiting the series as Chris Rios for season 2 and will not be back in season 3. Now, Rios has a very niche status as a small portion of the fandom's favorite. So, those of us that love him were really heartbroken when he left, especially because we felt like the ending that he got didn't really make sense, I guess, for him. But then again, that's what we love about writing our own stories and our own fan fictions. I will never understand why people look down on fanfiction writers when we're just having fun exploring the characters and our own creativity. But it's something that I think a lot of people view as immature or upsetting, and it makes no sense. I've always loved fanfiction, and I feel like if it helps you express yourself, then what's the harm in it? Especially if you're not taking it to extremes where you are sending the fanfiction to the people who play the characters you're writing it about or anything like that. I think as long as you share it with other fans and you enjoy what you're doing, you're not harming anyone, then that's the best way to go. In the next segment, I'll talk about my own experiences with fanfiction, how I got started writing it, and what I enjoy writing. I'll see you in a bit. First time I got involved with fanfiction, I was about 9 years old, and for me, being part of the Sailor Moon fandom at the time, it was just a fun way to kind of write the characters into other situations. Something different from their status as magical girls saving the world. So I would write stories about the other girls falling in love, because I knew that the character of Serena, as I knew her, or Usagi, as the Japanese fans knew her, had a love interest, but I was a little bit too young to understand the Sailor Guardians relationship with their 4 generals, and so I always kind of found it strange that Sailor Moon was the only one who had this kind of epic love story. So I decided, why not create some things for the other girls too? And I remember writing stories particularly about Sailor Jupiter, because she was always the character that was the strong one of the original 5 Senshi. She was the one who never really got a love interest because she was too strong and too intimidating, and I wanted to see her get that sort of happiness. And so I would create stories where she would dress up and be a little bit more girly, like the character I always wanted to be, and potentially find the love of her life. I think part of that stems from the fact that I am a serial romantic. Anybody who knows me knows that I love romance. And to this day, it's still one of my favorite fanfiction genres to write. But then I got into some pretty tricky waters with fandom. The more I wrote, the more I found that I had voices in different spaces. So much so that I actually, my account on the Archive of Our Own has about 9 or 10 different pseudonyms at this point, almost all dedicated to different fandoms. I write everything from Sailor Moon to the BBC adaptation of The Musketeers to Star Trek Picard and back again. It's really been fun to kind of play with these characters and place them in new situations, especially with the shows that have already ended, like The Musketeers, where we got an ending, but it didn't feel like an ending to the fans. So we have just kind of been writing our own adventures for these characters, and it's been so fun. But that also leads to a lot of negativity, and there are people who might not understand what we're trying to do with it. But I guess that's all part of the fun of fandom, isn't it? Knowing what you like and knowing what you don't. At least until you get flamed, anyway. In the next segment, I'll talk about the negative experiences I've had with fanfiction, getting flamed, and how I've dealt with it. I'll see you in a bit. Unfortunately, there is a downside to creating fanfiction, and that's that people won't always understand your intent. One of the things that I've dealt with as a creative is learning how to deal when people don't quite know what to do with what you've given them. It's hard to walk away when you've created something and a person doesn't like it, or they say that it doesn't make sense to them. Prime example, I wrote a series recently in the Station 19 fandom that was all about the women of the fandoms exploring themselves as single women. And I caught a lot of flack because I wasn't necessarily so kind to one of the potential love interests in the Station 19 fandom, and I got roasted over the way I treated him. But the thing is, there's been a long-standing tradition in fanfiction that if you don't like something, you shouldn't read it. And definitely don't even take the time to comment. But it got me really down because it made me question everything that I'd been doing, and it even made me question my own writing style. It's taken me a long time to get over that, and I'm still not completely over it, but I'm working my way through it, and hopefully someday soon I'll be able to go back to writing for that fandom. In the next segment, I'm going to close things out with a general discussion of why fanfiction is important and why it matters to fandom. So, in conclusion, I think it's best to just say, let people like what they like. If people want to create fan fiction because they don't like the way a storyline's gone, they should definitely be able to create whatever they want to create. And I think it's important to not look at those things as a personal attack. In fact, I'm having a conversation with a friend right now about that. But I think that's something to get into for another podcast. How people are so sensitive that they view things about people disagreeing with them as personal attacks against them and not against the fandom. I think it's important to recognize that people are always going to have different views. And that's a good thing. It's what makes us different. It's what makes us unique. And it's what makes fandoms exist, for lack of a better word. Because those differences are what make fandoms diverse, and it's what makes them fun. There will be no new episode of Ramblings of Rin and Girl next week, as I'll be out of town. But I will see you guys soon for another episode. In the meantime, stay safe, take care of each other. I'm your host, Erin, and this has been a brand new episode of Ramblings of a Random Fangirl. I'll see you soon.